This is JIS News. Coming up, major plans in place to upgrade air traffic control equipment. Government launches initiative to improve public sector cybersecurity and career advancement program showing signs of major improvement. The news in detail after this message.
This is the JUTC, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
GUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and the loader man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that. JUTC.
Right. JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. Major plans are in place for the upgrading of air traffic control equipment and training of personnel. That's the word from Director General of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, Nari William Singh.
So we also have very aggressive plans in place to monitor and maintain our current systems in conjunction with our maintenance service provider, Aerotel. We're trying to be as proactive as we can.
Mr. William Singh says the new air traffic control towers for the Donald Sangster and Norman Manley International Airports are complete and should be commissioned into service by the end of this year. The government has launched an initiative to improve public sector cybersecurity. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says minimum security standards are being developed by the Chief Information Officer CIO to protect government agencies from cyber attacks.
One of the challenges that we found is that each ministry or agency handles its ICT in its own way. So you didn't have common standards across the board, which makes it probably easier for those who are targeting you to get into your systems. So one of the responsibilities of the CIO is to ensure that there are common standards across ministries, agencies, and departments.
The proposal, called the ICT Transformation Process, will outline the guidelines for maintaining safety on the internet and protecting sensitive information. This as part of the cybersecurity campaign launched earlier this month to help protect Jamaicans when using the internet. Some 1,000 residents of Cassava Pond and surrounding areas in northwest St. Catherine now have access to a more reliable supply of potable water. This as Minister of Water Robert Pickersgill recently commissioned into service the Cassava Pond Water Supply System. The facility was established at a cost of $9 million. The project, carried out by the Rural Water Supply Company Limited, included the repair of an existing 30,000-gallon tank, replacement of the booster pump, construction of an inverter building, replacement of transmission pipes, installation of electrical infrastructure, and requisite services. The Cassava Pond Water Supply System will be handed over to the National Water Commission, which will monitor its use and care and manage the delivery of potable water. And the Career Advancement Program, CAP, is showing signs of major improvement following this year's external exams. Director of Examinations of the National Council on Technical and Vocational Education and Training, NCTVET, Marva West-Williams, says results from this year's National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ, Caribbean Vocational Qualification, CVQ, and City and Guilds external exams show marked improvement in overall student achievement.
2,736 candidates sat exams in 42 skill areas. Of the number sat, 2,214 were completers. That is, they have completed all components for certification. This represents an 11% hike over last year figure. In addition, the failure rate went down by 18% when compared to last year.
Mrs. West-Williams says the number of CAP students sitting both practical and written exams jumped by 21% compared to last year. There was also a 9% increase in overall student attendance. The Ministry of Education-led Career Advancement Program enables unattached youth to become trained and certified in 43 skill areas, entrepreneurship, civic, and personal development programs. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.